Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 5, we were talking about the many different types of music that Satan can use to deceive people. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The 119th Psalm, we're over and over just instructed to meditate in the Word, to think on His Word. That's a very vital aspect of worship God. We're to worship God in the beauty of holiness, that is, in purity and separation from this world and the things of this world, anything that be contrary to the nature of God and His Word and His will. So, when you're rocking and rolling, but you're just using Jesus' words, but you're rocking and rolling like they do at the rock concerts or like the honky-tonks when it's a country music group, but hey, we like that music, it makes us feel good, you are going against the very holy nature of God. And it's not separated from the world. But by the way, that can even be true for those that like that good classical sound of music, maybe the operatic music. See, the devil's just at home in coattails as he is in blue jeans and beads. Okay? I mean, he's just as at home in tuxedos and coattails as he is in blue jeans and beads. So my friend, understand, that doesn't change. It's impossible to worship the Lord and then live in an unholy manner or use unholy means to worship God. Because true, God-honoring, biblical worship is completely isolated from anything that is offensive to the nature of God or anything that contradicts His will for His children. All true worship will be based and foundational in Jesus Christ and His Word. For Jesus is the living Word, and the Bible is the written Word. So, my friend, if we're going to have true worship, you're saying, Pastor, you're saying that music is not a part of worship? Oh, yeah. It really is. If it's music that can no way be associated with the world, because God puts a difference between light and darkness. He's seven times brighter than the sun, Jesus, in His humanity when He's in that eternal reign. Jesus is trying to emphasize to us there's a difference between light and darkness. Why do we want gray? So that the world will accept us? Well, if you're neither cold nor hot, you're lukewarm, then you're spewed out of His mouth. And Jesus doesn't like the gray area. It's very filthy in the spiritual sense before God, although it may not be before man. Don't ever, ever confuse your feelings or emotions with genuine worship. Because then you'll fall prey to the deceptions of Satan, who parades, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 to 15, as an angel of light, and his ministers are the angels of light. And that's why you have so many preachers that are turning to that direction today. You see, there are many in these last days, the Bible tells us, that are false prophets. But, oh, they seem like angels of light. And that's why they're so deceiving. If they didn't seem like it, they wouldn't be able to deceive. It's kind of like rat poisoning. It's 97% cornmeal, good cornmeal. But it's the 3% arsenic that kills you. And a lot of these guys come out and, oh, they're giving a lot of good stuff. but it's the poison within that does the killing. Well, we kind of got off the track there, but I thought it was very needful that we go there so that we understand this idea of these children of Israel using the Ark of God, something that was supposed to be used for worship as a good luck charm. Because they were using it, they said, well, we'll win the war with this, not realizing that God had prescribed a way for the use of the Ark. As a matter of fact, they were supposed to go to it. It wasn't supposed to come to them. They were supposed to go to it. And so they even misused the way God had intended. The Bible tells us how to worship God. Let's just do it the Bible way. Because God is our rock. His work is perfect. All his ways are just and good. He is the God of truth, without any iniquity, error, or deceit. Oh, my friend, we fail so often in publishing the name of the Lord and ascribing the greatness and the glory that's due unto his great name. He speaks, and the universe is created. He became flesh and dwelt among us, that we might know God and have eternal life. Praise be to God Almighty. Well, as we look at the children of Israel here, they use the Ark of God as a good luck piece. You know, it's kind of like people today saying, hey, I'm going to a fundamental Bible preaching church. I tithe and I help in one of the church ministries. And we act as if that's going to keep bad things from entering into our life, to our families. But 2 Timothy 3:12 says, yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And too often, that's not a welcome verse in this person's thinking. You see, being a member of a good fundamental Bible preaching church, being involved in ministry, I'm not supposed to have those things. The Bible preaching church is my good luck charm, just like the children of Israel thought the Ark was. Yet, we find that it is trial, suffering, and tribulations that often, most often, determine for us as Christians if what we have is real or a sham. You ever think of the Apostle Paul? He talks about 5 times he was beaten with 39 stripes. 3 times he's beat with rods, night and a day in the deep. And boy, goes through all the perils that he had there in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28. With that thought in mind, you think of Romans chapter 8, verses 38 through 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Isn't that tremendous? Isn't that tremendous? And I am thankful that we have that is our truth, so that when we go through those trials and sufferings and tribulations, we can stay true to God, and it gives us a chance to prove that the faith we have is a genuine article. You see, you have either a commitment to Christ or a convenient religion. Tribulation either works patience or, if it's a convenient religion, it works griping and whining and quitting. With the Ark at the Stone of Help, 30,000 Israelites died. And the Israelites learned invoking God's name does not bring victory or make things right. All things must be His way and not ours. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, there is none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. Yet there are people today trying to tell you there are many roads to heaven. Anybody believes there are many roads to heaven is a person who's headed to hell. They may think they're saved. They may even name the name of Jesus, said, I prayed a prayer and everything else. But if they know Christ, and then they deny the doctrine of Christ, which that doctrine includes that Jesus is the only way to heaven, then they don't really believe in Christ, do they? not the Christ of the Bible, but rather a Christ that has been created to deceive us. The Philistines, then, continuing our text, brought the ark to Ashdod. Ashdod is defined as stronghold and fortress. But it's the world's stronghold and fortress. Now, isn't it interesting? Israel never attempts to rescue the ark of God from the Philistines. Maybe because it failed them as a good luck charm, they decided, well, it's not worth going after. And then on the other hand, perhaps the Philistines have it in the fortress just in case they try. But when you look at it, the Israelites are thinking like the world. And they think, well, you know, this really didn't help us, so we're going to abandon this. We didn't get enough people using those hymns, so we're going to sing rock and roll. You see, they still have no understanding of the worship, the holiness, the righteousness of God. They are anthropological. They are man-centered in their religion instead of theological, that is God-centered through the Word of God. And so they go down that precipice of deceit, which brings terrible results. That makes Satan happy, and it saddens the heart of God. Today, men take the church, the Bible, the name of God into their fortress, thinking they're going to set the parameters and control God. And that always leads to defeat. I've heard of evangelists that take the Word of God. They'll go to a church, and that church uses a different version of the Bible. And so they use a version of the Bible that that church uses. And then they might even find a completely different version than another church uses, but they do that so that the people will listen as if the Word of God does not have power in it, as if the Holy Spirit cannot use His true preserved Word, which came through the Textus Receptus of the New Testament Greek and the Masoretic of the Old Testament Hebrew, and is preserved for English-speaking people today in the King James Version of the Bible. And so they think that it lacks power. And it probably, when they don't seek the Holy Spirit of God and they're willing to abandon this true doctrine of the preservation of the Word of God and preach a corrupted version to people, then no wonder these people have decided they are in control and they're trying to control God as to how He should do it and not following God's will and way. Well, the ark was brought to the house of Dagon.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.